The Bank of International Settlements said by 2025, every single country needs to have an operational central bank digital currency. And when I see the lengths that they are going to meet their agenda on all of these things, I get nervous that, you know, they will put the squeeze on things like Bitcoin and all cryptocurrencies. I don't think they want to compete. I wonder if their eyes set on precious metals. I hope not.
You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network. Now, more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Carrie Lutz. Hey, we're getting down to the last week of August. Gold prices going up, silver prices going up. I mean, today alone, silver was up 89 cents, nearly 4%. Gold up 1%. And we saw a little weakness in the metals prices, but they're rebounding. And no wonder when you look at the state of the world, the impending implosion of the Chinese economy and potentially the collapse of the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. You look at the war in Ukraine, quagmire. Seems like that's what the West specializes in, is quagmires, as they used to call Vietnam. And every war since Vietnam has been a quagmire. What's that going to do to the world economy? What's that going to do to precious metal prices? Well, we've got a treat for you. Miles Franklin's CEO, Andrew Scheckman, is with us. Andy, welcome back.
Gary, my favorite. Good to see you, brother. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so I didn't have a chance to sit down with you at the Rick Rule Symposium, which I felt badly about, but I couldn't go every day, man. I just can't do those shows every day anymore, especially when it's in my backyard. And I can pick and choose. But maybe it's better because things have progressed further. First, what's your take on what's happening now?
Well, you know, my take is twofold. You know, for a long time, my take is focused almost entirely for three and a half, four years, over 1,200 YouTube videos on this formation of the BRICS, the alliance that is being built in the Belt Road Initiative, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, the Eurasian Economic Union, the BRICS New Development Bank, of course, the BRICS themselves, and this growing alliance that centered around the mismanagement of the world reserve currency, the weaponization of the dollar, and the antagonization of Saudi Arabia, pushing them away, signing an executive order saying that by 2050, we'll be 85% green, by 2030, we'll be 50%. Telling Saudi Arabia, in essence, yeah, we're going a different direction. And people forget that it is the protection of the Saudi kingdom and by extension, their willingness through OPEC to denominate oil globally in dollars that has given us the hegemony, that and the faith and credit of the U.S. government. Let's examine that for a moment. Before I do, I'd like people to understand that there are two main economic advisors to the U.S. government at this point, to the Biden administration. Number one is a man named Jared Bernstein. And Jared Bernstein's whole thesis is to relinquish the world reserve currency. He's written reports that have been picked up in the New York Times and the Washington Post, the most infamous being Dethrone King Dollar, where he advocates immediately for the U.S. government to abandon the world reserve status because of the distortions and trade imbalances it creates. In fact, he says the exorbitant privilege of being the—
That's a point. Right?
Well,
that's how a point.
Here's the point. If you wanted to get rid of the world reserve currency, the first thing you would do would be to weaponize the dollar, to kick Russia out of SWIFT, to confiscate their Forex reserves. And the second thing you would do is to push Saudi Arabia away. Tell them we're going green. We don't need you anymore. And that has enabled Saudi Arabia to join the Belt Road, along with every other OPEC country, to join the BRICS. And we believe they will be formally announced today or tomorrow. Being that the BRICS meeting just started yesterday, Tuesday the 22nd, today being the 23rd. They've also joined the New Development Bank, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is the largest regional military and financial group in the world. It's the Chinese army, in essence. But you have a situation where we have fostered this de-dollarization. We have we couldn't have drawn up Jared Bernstein's plan any better, but let's talk about the full faith and credit. The U.S. budget, or balance sheet rather, came out for 2022 the other day. You can Google this and just ask Google, what is the 2022 U.S. balance sheet? What does it look like? And you'll find that they admit to $155 trillion in debt, the largest indebtedness being unfunded liabilities, Medicare, Medicaid, government, military pensions, and Social Security, north of $130 trillion. The key point here is all of this is owed to the American public. Even when you look at the bond situation right now, you have the majority of the central banks of the world shedding treasuries, yet the American public, in search of yield, flooded into U.S. treasuries. So you have the majority of all of the debt owed to the American people, which fits very much into what I'm going to get at here for a moment. The number two economic advisor to the Biden administration is a lady named Leo Brainard, who is a modern monetary theorist. She worked at the Fed. She worked at the Treasury. She ran Coin for FedNow, which just came out, the payment system like Zelle, only administered by the Federal Reserve. And she's also a modern monetary theorist who worked with MIT in developing the executive order-driven central bank digital currency the Biden administration has put into motion, as demanded by the Bank of International Settlements, that everyone has to have one by 2025. And when you look at the interest rates where they are on treasuries, when you look at the ability for the commercial banks to invest their money market funds into the overnight reverse repo market, backed by the Fed, you have a situation where the regional banks, which are paying, in essence, 0.5% in a savings account, or maybe 4.5% in a one-year CD, they're dead in the water. They're going to be bailed in. You're seeing all of these bank downgrades by Moody's and S&P. You see the debt downgrade by Fitch. But the law that was put into place, during the Dodd-Frank Act, says that banks need to be bailed in, not bailed out. And that's why there was such an uproar when Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank were bailed out, even though they supposedly said it won't be part of the taxpayer burden. They were bailed out. They're going to be bailed in. Well, that fits right into Leo Brainard's thesis. But let's talk about the full faith and credit, just to bring it all home. What upsets me more than anything is we already talked about the credit, $155 trillion in debt, $5 trillion in assets, 40% of our assets are student debt. You take that out of the equation, we have $3.5 trillion in assets backing $155 trillion in debt. And remember how big a trillion is. A trillion seconds ago was 31,688 years ago. The game is all but over. We are a banana republic. We're insolvent. Our debt to GDP ratio is 130-1. That is a banana republic. Only difference is we don't jail our political opposition. Oh, wait a minute.
No, we don't?
I should probably think about
more of that.
Right?
So we did.
Right. And that is what is not being lost on our foes and our friends, on top of a few other things. This country's obsession with cancel culture, with censorship, with transgenderism, with a breakdown in law and order, and the way that it is distributed in terms of justice, equally or non-equally, in this case, and the weaponizing of the Justice Department and the FBI, to me, is by far the most alarming thing of all of these things. You put it all together, we have division and divisiveness, red versus blue, black versus white, rich versus poor, vaxxed, no vaxxed. We are not a unified country. We are broke. We are insolvent. The Justice Department and the rule of law is all upside down, on top of weaponizing the dollar, pushing away the linchpin of the dollar hegemony, that being Saudi Arabia, incentivizing them to become part of a group that represents almost 90% of human population. I mean, it's as if they are trying to reset the system. And the best way to reset the system is to find a villain. When Biden said it was Putin's inflation, I knew from right then and there they're looking for a villain, because, Kerry, you understand Austrian economics. Mm-hmm. Every single time, inflation is an increase in the money supply. Look at the money that we created over the last 4 years that and suppressed interest rates, created all these distortions in asset prices. That's inflation, right? And the fact that they blamed it on Putin, well, what better way to blow up the whole system? Because we're so indebted and have nothing in the way of assets, we offshored all of our production, than to find a villain. We incentivize Saudi Arabia to at some point, remember, all the OPEC countries are on the Belt Road, to say, hey, listen, you guys are going green, you signed an executive order, we appreciate the 50 years worth of protection, but we've aligned ourselves with two of the three largest nuclear arsenals in the world, 90% of human population, and guess what? None of them are going green. So we respect what you're doing. We're now going to take oil and other currencies, whatever that other settlement currency is. If it's the BRICS settlement currency, if it's yuan, if it's rupee, if it's ruble, if it's gold, I don't care. As long as it's not dollars, because when the dollar gets dumped globally, because no one needs to hold it exclusively to buy oil, it's the great reset. As the dollar hits our shores and collapses and interest rates spike, it's trouble. And, you know, if it were just that, and not what's happening inside this country, where there is no more unity, where law and order is not what it used to be, then I think it would be easier to swallow, because this country does well when its back is against the wall. But now our back is against the wall with both arms and both legs tied together with zip ties. And I don't know how this all plays out. So I wish my message was not one of being such a buzzkill, but I find what's happening in this country to be more disturbing to me than anything economically I see offshore, which is as gross as it gets in and of itself.
I couldn't agree with you more, Andy. I mean, these problems, basically the country's coming apart at the seams, you know? I mean, we're becoming a failed state, yes. Right?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, look, you used to say the plan had liberty and justice for all. People walk 1,000 miles from Central America to get to the U.S. to find liberty, to get a regime that treats them with respect and liberty and and justice and freedom. Well, I mean, who's to say these things even exist anymore when you look at what's happening around us? It's really quite horrifying, if you ask me.
Oh, clearly.
Is it by design? That's the question. Is it if Jared Bernstein's plan and Lael Brainard's plan? Get rid of the banks, go modern monetary theory, lose the world reserve currency, blow up the whole system, find a villain? I don't know. Sure would make a compelling story.
It sure does, man. If I was writing a novel, I don't think it could be more exciting, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly, it almost is a novel. And I hope I'm wrong. I got three kids. My youngest is 16. I truly, honest to God, hope I'm wrong. But every day it's reinforced, this idiocy and lunacy that we see around us is being reinforced. And that, to me, is the biggest problem. Everything else is a sideshow. The macro picture. And then you take a look at the positioning of big investors out there. Michael Burry just put 93% of his hedge fund, over $1.6 billion short. You got Warren Buffett, the legendary value investor, right? He's got $147 billion in short-term treasuries. Not in the market, in short-term treasuries, because he's waiting for an event, a collapse, to jump in and buy everything pennies on the dollar. Which reminds me of one thing. You know, Thomas Jefferson had a very famous statement. I'm going to read it because I'll butcher it. But his statement was, and he said this 300 years ago. He said that if we allowed a central bank in the United States to control the money supply, we would wind up renting back the land that our fathers conquered. Well, look, first by inflation. We've already seen that. Everything was inflated. Asset prices went to the moon. We suppressed interest rates. Look at the housing market. What's happened now? And now comes deflation. As rates keep rising, it's going to blow up the entire system. And is that what they wanted? Because you look at the housing market, we keep seeing rates rise. It's going to blow up the banks. It'll blow up the housing market. It'll blow up the bond market. And then you got guys like Buffett and BlackRock who come in and buy everything at pennies on the dollar, and we rent from them. It's almost like Klaus Schwab's statement of you'll owe nothing and you'll be happy, you'll rent. It's coming true. And, you know, are they following Thomas Jefferson's advice, or the opposite of it, rather? Because it really has some reading to it that it's heading. So I wish I wasn't so pessimistic these days, Kerry. I never was, but
it's hard to stay optimistic. So what do you make of what's going on with cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin in particular? We had talked a while ago, and you said you'd heard that they were going to crash it come last November. I think it crashed in December or January. And, you know, now it's trading below 30,000. What do you think is going on with that?
You know, I don't know how much power they really have to ultimately derail it. I mean, they could pass edict. Look, there's no question. The Bank of International Settlements said by 2025, every single country needs to have an operational central bank digital currency. And when I see the lengths that they are going to meet their agenda on all of these things, I get nervous that, you know, they will put the squeeze on things like Bitcoin and all cryptocurrencies. I don't think they want to compete. I wonder if their eyes set on precious metals. I hope not. You know, the one thing that gives me a little bit of hope is you have all of these states out there that have made gold and silver legal tender: Texas, Missouri, Idaho, Alaska, Wyoming, North Carolina, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Nevada, you know, on. I am not a Bitcoin hater, but I do think that it has caught the attention of the administration. I wonder where all of these IRS officials or why they were all hired. I think there is I think the administration and the powers that be don't love a decentralized payment system. I think they would like to put the kibosh on it. And, you know, look, I believe enough in the fact that they are in some ways cut from the same cloth, at least in terms of mentality, where I don't think there's a problem with owning some Bitcoin. In fact, I think it's probably a smart idea, but I wouldn't put all of my eggs in that basket. I think, you know, dipping your toe in the water and owning some, a couple of coins, maybe one coin, whatever, is not a bad idea at $30,000 or whatnot. And if it goes down lower, buy some more. How it plays out in the end, not sure. But I don't have faith in a lot of things right now that are pushing back or standing up to this system. And I wonder to what extent this administration will go to, you know, to put the kibosh on that. And maybe the most frightening thing I've seen yet, when you talk about lengths that this administration is going, and I know it's coming from a source that some people will say, well, you know, consider the source, but Alex Jones came out with something yesterday, and it was terrifying. And he basically said that a whistleblower from Homeland Security told him, this isn't debatable, it's already in stone.
The next pandemic.
Yep, and that by October, all airline passengers and airline personnel in the airports will be mask mandated. And by December, they're going to lockdowns again in full COVID protocol out of a new variant coming out of Canada. He says this isn't conjecture. This has already been told to them that it is happening. If they do that, and they try to do this mail-in ballot bullshit and just along the same lines of what I'm talking about the denigration of what this country stands for, I think we're in a really world of hurt. And if I were going to make one prediction to your listeners out there, it is that you will see more bank failures. This is Moody's and S&P's way of saying we told you so. But this time, they're going to be bailed in, not bailed out. The Dodd-Frank law said they must be bailed in. And when that happens this next time, I think all hell breaks loose in this country. So these are not exciting times to me. What they are very interesting times. And I'm not optimistic about the way everything plays out over the next 15 months. But if they really try to lock us down the way they're trying to lock up President Trump in what is a failed mentality, a failed rhetoric, I will have lost a lot of hope in what the future brings for this country. I, honest to God, Kerry, I hate even saying this stuff. Not who I am inside. I'm a happy guy. I'm a happy-go-lucky guy. And
same here, man. Same here.
Anywhere right now. I do not. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't like what I see.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well, hey. But in good news, you can finally order metal from most states directly on the Miles Franklin website. Congratulations, Andy. It's a long time coming.
And we will be able to do all states very soon. There are states that have tax laws, like my home state of Florida here, where on the website, we haven't opened up Florida yet because if you're $2,000 or under, their state tax. When people call us to buy in Florida, we say it's got to be over $2,000, but we will be registered in all 50 states. In all the states that collect sales tax, California is the same way. Anything over 2,000, no tax. Anything under, tax. And so we can regulate that on the website without having tax software from a company called Avalara which is very, very complex. And so between that and having a talk with all of our systems, our CRM management system, all of our payment systems, it's all being integrated. We're almost fully operational, but we've got it about 70% operational right now. So thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Well, hey, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, right?
Yeah, it does. And look, like I said, I mean, I'm a patriot. I believe in this country, and hopefully we are able to, there's enough unity left in this country to stand up against what is coming. But
good luck.
Wake up and be aware that this time it's a little bit different.
Andy, you know, it's like you're up there in that 747 and it's gone into a dive. And once a plane goes into a dive, that's the hardest emergency maneuver to pull out of. Okay, because you got all these G forces fighting against you, and you got physics, you got gravity, and all of that. Hey, it's definitely, it's not impossible, but it can be highly unlikely. And you got a very limited amount of time in which to correct your course before you auger in, as they call it. So, hey, man, I'm with you. Hey, my kids are going to have to deal with it. I'm at the point where, hey, you know, however much I have left, I have left. It's not going to affect me the way it's going to affect younger people like your kids, my kids. But, we got to be aware of the realities and plan accordingly. You know, you're not going to succeed by being an ostrich and digging your head into the sand for sure. So it's milesfranklin.com. Go there. See if your state, if it's qualified to buy metal on the site. Tell them we sent you. Andy will give you the best price available.
Yeah, if these orders are over $10,000, we don't do anything over $10,000 on the site. You'll call, send us an email at info@milesfranklin.com, say the Financial Survival Network or Kerry sent me. We'll send you a price list that is far more competitive than what you see on the website. And so whether you can't do it in your state or you're thinking of a larger order, call us. We'll make sure that your listeners are getting as good of a price as they'll find and personalized service. And we will definitely treat your people as family. So certainly appreciate the affiliation over all these years, Kerry. It means a lot to me.
All right. Hey, if you got a question for Andy, myself, shoot me an email at kl@kerrylutz.com. Make sure you go to the site. You'll get the link to Miles Franklin. And while you're there, sign up for our free newsletter, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Hey, Andy, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by.
Love you, brother. You stay well. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Kerry Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.